daf is Horio's daf Ches. Once again, thank you to Elisha Graf for covering the daf Yomi while I was gone. I get more compliments on Elisha's shir than I do on my own. So Yasher Koach for doing such an unbelievable job in covering the shir always while I'm gone, especially lately that I've been gone so much. Today we're doing daf Ches. We are holding at the very top of daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is first going to discuss how we know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an Asham Talui, regardless of whether you hold he needs Helam Davar in order to be Chayiv for Avodah Zarah, no matter what, whether you hold like Rabbi, you hold like the Rabbanan, he's not going to bring an Asham Talui. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about how all of these special Kabanos that we're talking about are only going to be applicable to Averos for which you'd be Chayiv Kares if you do it B'mezid, and a Chatas if you do it B'shogeg, if an individual were to do it B'shogeg, and the Gemara is going to find the source for that rule, that it only applies to such averus. The Gemara is then going to discuss which carbon is brought by not an entire tzibur that doesn't have avera based on a ras bezin, nor by an individual, but by a city. What if you have an entire city that does something, but it's not yet the entire tzibur that does have a dazara, specifically the Gemara, b'shogeg. The Gemara is then going to bring three different rayos that the psukim in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav, are about avodah zarah, because we keep darshaning them about avodah zarah, so the Gemara is going to wonder, how do you know that it's about Avodah Zarah at all? Then the Mishnah, the top Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to discuss how Beis Din does not bring a Karban, and a Yachid wouldn't bring an Asham Talui for something that's normally Chayiv in Olav Yored. That all of these things, the only things that are only for Averos, that you would normally be Chayiv a Chatas, but not for Averos that would be subject to an Olav Yored, that would depend on the wealth of the individual bringing it. Then if we get to the Mishnah at the very bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis, is going to have a machlokas whether a nasi is either never chayiv in olav yored or only is not chayiv in olav yored for shvuas ha'edus because he's disqualified from shvuas ha'edus, but would be chayiv in olav yored for perhaps other averos that are subject to olav yored. So we'll pick up again from the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, v'shavin she'ein mevi yashem talui minalan. We said that both Rabbi and the Rabbanan agree that the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, does not bring an Hashem talui. How do we know that that's true? Because the pasuk tells us in the pasuk tells us in Vayikra Parakei v'chiper alav hakoin al shigaso asher shagad. So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe learns out as follows: Mi shekol cheto b'shkaga, that this only relates to someone who all of his chiyuv karban chatas are based on only doing a shigas maisa. It's based on only a mistake made at the level of action, not on a mistake made at the level of hora'a. Yatzazeh, as opposed to a kohen gadol, shein kol cheto b'shkaga ela behelam davar, that when he brings a karbanos, it's often because of a helam davar. He made a shogeg on a hora'a as well. So says Gemara, wait, midi kol ksiv? Does the word kol appear anywhere in the pasuk that you can make such a drasha that kol cheto b'shogeg? So the Gemara says, absolutely, we can learn from the pasuk that it's only talking about someone who's kol cheto b'shigas maisa alone. The imkain, because if it were true that there's a chiyuv Hashem Talui for someone who only has one chet that's b'shigas maisa, and all his other averos are going to be b'helam davar as well, then nichtov al shigaso lamali asher shagag. Why the double expression al shigaso asher shagag? Hakamashlan, that's what it's teaching me. Dadika kol cheto b'shkaga, that the only person who's going to be chayiv to bring an Asham Talui is someone who always his chiyuv karban comes as a result of an action that was done b'shogeg, a maisa that was done b'shogeg. Yatsa Mashiach she'en kol cheto b'shkaga ela b'avod chavim v'lo b'shar mitzvos ela b'am davar shugas maisa, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, who it's true according to Rebbe when it comes to avodah zarah, all he needs is an action b'shogeg, is an avera b'shogeg, but when it comes to every other avera, it requires a helam davar, it requires a mistake in psak as well. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan with darshin, mi shechetu b'shkaga yatzo Mashiach shein chetu b'shkaga lo b'avod z'chavim v'lo b'shar mitzvos ela b'hem davarim shigas maisa. The Rabbanan would say that it's always true of the Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol, that he's not chayiv for simply a maisa b'shogeg, even when it comes to avodah zarah, as well as, like Rebbe said, all other averos, but even when it comes to avodah zarah, he's only going to be chayiv when there's a mistaken psak plus a mistaken action. So now we move on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ein bezin chayavin
Ad she yoru b'davar she zdonu karis v'shegosel chatas. Bezin is only going to be chayiv when they issue a psak about something that if you violate it b'mezid, if you want, if an individual were to violate that aver b'mezid, it'd be chayiv karis, and if you were to violate it b'shogi, it'd be chayiv chatas. V'chein ha-mashiach, and the same is true by a kohen gadol. V'lo b'avod z'chavim, ad she yoru al davar she zdonu karis v'shegosel chatas. And similarly, by avod z'zara, Bezin and the kohen mashiach are only going to be chayiv their special karbanos if the Avera in question, the Avodah Zarah in question, was something that you would get a Chiv Karis if it were done b'mezid, and Chatos if done b'shogeg. Says the Gemara, min nolan. How do I know this din, that Bezin's only going to be Chayiv on the type of Avera for which you'd be Chayiv Karis b'mezid and Chatos b'shogeg? D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe teaches the following. Nemar kan, it says by the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, Aleha v'nemar la'alan, and it says by the Isra of Achos Isha, of one's wife's sister, Aleha. Well, that's one of the Arayos. Malala and Davar Shel Tzibur, Karis v'shogeg, so Chatos, just like by Arayos, you chayiv Karis if you do b'mezid, Chatos if you do b'shogeg, so Afkan, Davar Shel Tzibur, Karis v'shogeg, so Chatos. So too by the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, it's only on something that you chayiv karis if you do b'mezid, and chatos if you do b'shogeg. Says Mar, okay, great, so now I know that the tzibur is only going to be chayiv for such averos. Ashkechan tzibur, Mashiach minolan, how do I know that that same rule is true for a kohen gadol as well, that even the kohen gadol is only going to be chayiv for those averos, that if you do b'mezid, you chayiv karis, and b'shogeg, you chayiv chatos. Liashmas ha'am, Harim Mashiach Kitzibur, familiar drasha to us already by now, that it says Liashmas ha'am, and we darshan from there that the Kohen Gadol has the same status for most things as the Tzibur. So Nasi, Yalef, and Nasi, how do I know the same is true for a Melech? Yalef mitzvos mitzvos, Ksiv gabe Nasi, vasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, uksiv b'tzibur vasa achas mikol mitzvos, ma tzibur davar shezdonu karis v'shogasa chatas, af Nasi davar shezdonu karis v'shogasa chatas, that we learn Nasi Nasi, we learn mitzvos mitzvos from the Tzibur, that by a Nasi as well, he's only going to be chayiv for those averos that are zdonu karis v'shogasa chatas. Yachid Amarkra, V'im Nefesh, V'ilam Itachton Me'elyon. And how do I know about a Yachid? Well, the Pasuk says V'im Nefesh, and therefore I can learn Tachton Me'elyon. I can learn the din of a Yachid from the din of a Nasi. The Rishonim are bothered by a couple of these limudim. The idea that we say La'ashmas Ha'am, Hare Mashiach Ketzibur, Tos HaRashim, Masechta Zivamos points out, and this is like a good introduction to Kachim when we mention this rule. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that there's a special rule by Kachim that anything that's Lamad B'Gzei Roshava cannot be Chozer Melamed Behekish. If the very din is derived from Gzei Roshava, in Kachim, you cannot then take that din and use a hekish to teach another din. So how could we learn that the din of the Mashiach from a hekish to the tzibur, the makar that the tzibur is only chayiv on things that is done karis and shegas and chados is a gzer shava v'chos isha? So Tosas Rashi Masechet Yevamos and Daf Tes suggests that it's only when the original melamed was kachim that this applies. Meaning, yes, true, when you have something that's learned from gzer shava, cannot turn around and learn to a hekish. But that's only if that which was learned from a gzer shava was kachim from kachim, a gzer shava between kachim and kachim. Over here, what was a gzer shava? The gzer shava was between kachim and achos isha. Achos isha is not kachim. So as long as the initial source of the whole train is non-kachim, so that's the suggestion, Tosa Rush, that the rule, that special rule by kachim doesn't apply. The when the Gemara went on to say that yachid, we learn, you know, amakrav yim nefesh, vilameid tachton me elyon, so Tosa be here raises the question, how could we learn a yachid from a nasi? A davar lamed gzer shava cannot be melamed behekish, and over here the nasi is learned from Gzer Shav from the Tzibur. So how can you learn, how can you turn around and learn a Hekish? So Tos says over here another important rule. When we say Yilami Tachton Me'elyon, that's not a Hekish. It's a Gilui Milsa. That when it says Im Nefesh, it includes the yachid and the nasi. So they're both really part of the original gzeirah shava. Tachton me'elyon is not always necessarily a hekish. Okay, so it says the Gemara further now. V'loba avodz chavim ad sheyoru. We also said that by avodz zara, you're not going to be chayiv unless they paskin about something that's zdono kares and shigaso chatas. So avodz chavim minolan. How do I know that rule is true by avodz zara? D'tan rabbanon, because we have a brayse that tells us as follows. V'lisha yatz avodz chavim lidon ba'atzma, yachlu yu chayav na'afilu al davar she'in zdono kares v'shigaso chatas. Since avodz zara has its own separate rules, it has its own separate chayiv karbon, so you might think that it could be chayiv, you could be chayiv those karbonos even for things that are not zdono kares v'shigaso chatas. That's why nemar kan me'ene, it says b'avodah zarah me'ene, v'nemar la'alan, and it says by carbon seabor me'enai malalah and davar shezdonu karis v'shigasal chatas. Just like the parallel davar shezibor, it's only on zdonu karis v'shigasal chatas. Avkan davar shezdonu karis v'shigasal chatas. So too, when it comes to the chiva of carbon for avodah zara, also it's only something that's been made to be chayv karis and b'shogeg chatas. Ashkechon tzibur, yachid, nasi, mashiach, minalan. Yeah, that tells me about a tzibur that does avodah zarah. How about a yachid, a nasi, mashiach? So Amar Kra, v'im nefesh achas. Echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach, kulan b'chlal, nefesh achas. They're all included in that phrase, nefesh achas. V'ilami tachton mina elyon. And we therefore can learn out, tachton mina elyon, we can learn the yachid from the tzibur. So now the Gemara goes back to the initial thing we said. How did we know the very rule that parel and davar shel tzibur only applies to those things that b'mezid yirchayev kares, b'shogeg yirchayev chatas? Because we said it says the word aleha. It says the word aleha by parel and davar, and it says the word aleha by achos isha. Says the Gemara, that's great if you hold that aleha is meant to be used for a gzeirah shava. So then your drush is perfect, and the whole last 15 lines of Gemara work out wonderfully. But the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan learn the word Allah to teach a different drasha. They learn it teaches the din that it says by Achos Isha for a different drasha, to teach that it's usher for a person to be miyavim a woman that's usher to him as an Isser Erva, and it's usher for a man to be miyavim a woman who's even a tsara of an Erva. That's the limud of the Gemara at the very beginning of Maseches Yevamos, that the Gemara says Isha lachasol lo tikach litzror legalus arvasa aleh b'chayeha aleh matam alomber, the Gemara says over there in Yevamos. So the Gemara says you learn from aleha that the isser of being miyavim someone who is an erva and someone who's a tsaras erva, so it's not free to teach me this gzeirah shava. So again the Rabbanan the mafkila aleh la rais tsaros. How are they going to know the din of our Mishnah that a parum davar shel tzibur is only on something that's done of karis and shigas and chatas? They learn it from what Rabbi Shob ben Levi taught his son. Torah achas yelachem laosa bishkaga va'nefesh hatasa biyad rama. The pasuk tells us so. Huksha kol atarukula lavodus chavim. You see that we're linking in the entire Torah with avodah zarah in that pasuk. Ma avodah chavim shechev malzdon karis v'shigas chatas. Just like, and in what way does the link hold true? Just like avodah zarah, you're only chayiv for something that's donu karis v'shigas chatas. Afkan shechev malzdon karis v'shigas chatas. So too, by any parallel davar shel tzibur, it's only for something that's donu karis and shigas chatas. So the Gemara later is going to discuss how we know that this pasuk is talking about avodah zarah at all, but we do see that it relates Torah achas, relates all of Torah to the topic of those psukim, and we assume the topic of those psukim is avodah zarah. Says Gemara, great, ashkechan yachid, nasi mashiach, bein b'avodzchem, bein b'shar mitzvos. Yeah, you have now learned out that a yachid, a nasi, or a mashiach, both by avodah zarah and by other mitzvos, but tzibur minalan. How do I know that a tzibur is only chayv aparalim davar shel tzibur when it's something that's done akaris and shigas and chatas? Yalef elyon mitachtav. You can learn that which it says earlier from that which it says later on. That the tzibur is written earlier, the yachid is written later, so we can link the two. V'Rebbe, now Rebbe, who is the original drasha, he's the one that learned the rule of Zdonu Karis Shugasa Chatas from Aleha Aleha. Now we just went through and said, oh, but if you disagree with Rebbe, how are you going to know that rule? We learn it from this pasuk. So says Gemara, so what's Rebbe going to learn from this pasuk? Rebbe doesn't need this pasuk to teach Zdonu Karis Shugasa Chatas. V'Rebbe, Hadar Rebbe Shom Ben Levi, Ma Yavadei. What does he do with the limud from the pasuk of Torah Achas Yelechem of Rebbe Shom Ben Levi? Mapik Leilecha Detanya. Say he does it. He uses it for the following brayse. We do find that there is a difference between an entire city that violates avodah zarah and an individual that violates avodah zarah. There's such a din called an ira nidachas. Rabim b'sayif mamonam avad. If the entire city violates avodah zarah, their chayif sayif, their money all gets destroyed. Yechidim b'skila ummanam palat. Individuals get skila, their money gets saved. Yachol nachluk b'karbonel seim. So you might think that a city, that there's a third din of avodah zarah. We know there's a din of a tzibur. We know there's a din of a yachid. You might think there's a din of an ear. There's a din of a city, even when it's not all of Klal Yisrael. It would have its own separate korban. Talmud Lomar, Torah Achasiyah. That's why the pasuk says Torah Achasiyah. And as we said, that pasuk is about avodah zarah, where the Gemara again will explain later how we know that it's about avodah zarah, but it's about avodah zarah. Maskvar of chilki magronia. Wow, you need this pasuk to tell me that a city that does avodah zarah doesn't bring its own separate korban? What did you have in mind? What kind of korban would the city have brought? Where would we have dreamt up such a korban? My nicey, what korban would it have brought? Let's go through the possibilities. Nicey par, should it bring a par? Tzibur b'shar mitzvos u'demaisu. That's what a tzibur brings on other mitzvos, not avodah zarah. Nicey par lo'ol v'sir l'chatas, should it bring a par lo'ol and a sir l'chatas? That's what the entire Klal Yisrael brings by avodah zarah. That wouldn't be a special din for an ear. Nasi sa'ir, should it bring just a goat? Nasi b'shar mitzvos u'demaisi. That's what a nasi brings by shar mitzvos. Nasi si'ira, should it bring a si'ira? Yachinami ainu karbano. That's the same carbon that a yachin brings. So that wouldn't be a distinct carbon for a city. So Yitzchak says in Gemara, salka da'it chamina tzibur maisi par la'ola v'sayir l'chatas. Haini nasi ipcha par lechatas v'soyer liola, that a par and a soyer, but not the way Klal Yisrael would do it if the whole tzibur violated the avera, but the opposite. It would be a par lechatas and a soyer liola. Inami, or maybe tzarech vein lo takana. Maybe the chiddush would have been that the ear is chayiv something, but there is no carbon that it could bring, and therefore there's no tshuva, there's no kapara. Kamashmulan. That's why he comes and tells me that no, that the ear has the same din as the yachid in this regard. But to kuli amamias kiksivi ani kray b'avod zchavim utuksivi. Everyone seems to be under the impression that these psukim in Bamidbar Tezvav, going from whatever is chav beis to lamed or so, that all these psukim are about avodah zarah. My mashma, where do you see that it's about avodah zarah? The Gemara is going to have three possibilities and then reject two of them. Amar Rav Vitaim, and then reject one of them rather. Amar Rav Vitaim Rav Shom Ben Levi, Va'amila Kedi, Amar Kral, the pasuk says, L'chisishku v'lo sasu is called ha-mitzvos ha'ele. Ezu hi mitzvah shishkula kikol ha-mitzvos. What's the mitzvah that could be described as being the equivalent of kol ha-mitzvos? That must be avodah zarah. So that's limud number one, that these psukim are about avodah zarah. To be Rabbi Tana, Amar Kra, Asher Dibur Hashem al Moshe, Uksiv, Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem, Biyad Moshe. That it says on the one hand that Hashem spoke, and on the other hand it says that it was through Moshe. Ezei mitzvah shi b'dibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tzuva al yedei Moshe. What was the mitzvah that was through the dibur of Hashem directly to Klal Yisrael, and yet was still commanded through Moshe? Havi Omer, Zu Avod Zchav, that's avodah zarah. Why? The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Anochi v'lo yelcha mipi agvura shamanim. Because Rabbi Shmuel taught us that Anochi and lo yelcha, meaning lo yelcha, which is the Yisra of avodah zarah, was mipi agvura, from the direct dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu had to reteach it to us. But you do see that there is, that it's talking about avodah zarah, because avodah zarah is the one that comes through the direct dibur of Hashem. Debir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Debir Rabbi Shmuel taught the following. A third possibility, from the day that Hashem has commanded you for L'Dorosechem, Ezui Mitzvah Shei Nemra B'tchila, what was the mitzvah that was at the very beginning of the Aseres HaDibros? Haviyomer, Zu Avod Zchavim. That's clearly Avod Zara. Anochi Hashem Lo Yelcha was Avod Zara. So V'Hamar Mar, Eser Mitzvahs Nesavi Yisrael B'mara, wait a second, are you sure that the very first mitzvah we were commanded on was the first of the Aseres HaDibros? No, the Braisa tells them Sech Sanhedrin that there were 10 mitzvahs that we already got in Mara before Kabbalah Satara, D'chsev Vayim Shema Tishma L'Kol Hashem Elokecha. So the Yisrael Avod Zara was not Tchila L'Shar Mitzvos. So it says Mara, Ele Mechavarta Ketashini Me'ekar. So you have to say like one of the first two answers. This third answer is not going to hold up to be the explanation of how we know that that these psukim relate to Avodah Zarah. This Gemara, though, is a critical raya in a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. Amongst the monei mitzvos, one of the most important machlokas amongst the monei mitzvos is, do we count the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem as one of the Taryag mitzvos? The Shitas HaRambam and many of the monei mitzvos, the Smag and the Chinuch, that Emuna and Yediyah in Mitzias Hashem is a mitzvah asay. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a commandment, a mitzvah asay. It's as if Hashem is saying, you should know and believe that there is a God. Anochi is telling the Mitzias, and that is a mitzvah. The Bahag and the Rasag do not count mitzvahs Emuna amongst the Taryag mitzvahs, even though obviously they say that you have to believe in Hashem, and someone who doesn't believe in Hashem is a kofar. The reason they don't count it among the minyan mitzvos is not because it's not big enough, but because it's too big. Emunah B'Hashem is the fundamental basis of all mitzvos. There's no such thing as a mitzvah without a mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah unless there's a Ribbono Shel'olam that's mitzvah the mitzvah. So it's the basis for all the mitzvos. So what are the rayos that it does count as a mitzvah, doesn't count as a mitzvah? So how do we know Taryag mitzvos in general? So the Gemara at the very end of Makos tells us, Torah tziva lana Moshe, that Moshe gave us Torah, the gematria of Torah is 611, that's what came from Moshe. But Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi ha'gvura shemanim, like we said in our Gemara. Anochi v'lo yelecha came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how you get the other two, that's how you have 613. So it seems like a pretty strong raya that Anochi is a mitzvah. Otherwise, how could you say Anochi v'lo yelecha fill the number 613? So how do you defend those Rishonim that don't count it as a mitzvah? So one defense for those Rishonim that don't count it as a mitzvah is that lo yilcha must be more than one mitzvah. Meaning the translation of Aseres HaDibros as 10 commandments is totally wrong. Nobody holds its 10 commandments. It may be 16 commandments, maybe 13 commandments, maybe 70. There are different shitas and Rishonim, how many mitzvos there are in the Aseres HaDibros, in the 10 sayings, but it's not 10 mitzvos, right? So it could be that within lo yilcha there's more than one mitzvah. Okay, that's one way to handle it. The other way to handle it is maybe it's a machlokas and sugyas, that our Gemara is against the Gemara at the end of Makos, that the Gemara in Makos counts Anochi and Lo Yilcha as two separate mitzvahs, but our Gemara says, what was the tchila? What was the very first thing? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Lo Yilcha. Anochi is Emunah B'Hashem. So if you're going to call Avodah Zarah the tchila, must be that you hold that Anochi is not a mitzvah. So that's another possibility of how to defend those shitos and rishonim that don't count Anochi as a mitzvah, based on our Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Ein chayav na lasei ve'lo seisha b'migdash. One is not chayav on lasei and lo seisha b'migdash, which means that Beis Din is not going to be chayav to bring their karban if their hora'a was about something that an individual would bring an olav yored on. Because lasei lo seisha b'migdash is they made a mistake in a psak about tumas migdash, and the tzibur b'shogeg followed that psak, and because of that, they were mevatel mitzvah saseh, or they violated lo saseh, Beis Din does not have to bring a parum davish al tzibur on that, because that is subject to olav yored. Ve'ein mevi'in asham talui ala seva lo seisha b'migdash. Similarly, a yachid would not bring an asham talui on such an avera, on an avera that is about tumas mikdash, where you normally bring an olav yored. So if a yachid is not sure if he violated one of those averos, he does not bring an asham talui. Aval chayav na ala seva lo seisha b'nida, mevi'in ala asham talui ala seva lo seisha b'nida.
isra benida. But for example, if you take the isra of nida, which is a chatas kavua, it's not an olav yared. It's a standard straight chatas. It's donu kares shigasa chatas. So that would be subject to all the normal rules of Paralim Dabar Shel Tzibur and of Anashim Talui for Yachid. Well, Ezui Mitzvah Seisha Benida, what exactly is Mitzvah Seisha Benida? Prosh Min Anida. Meaning, where do you have a Mitzvah Sasei of Nida? So the Mitzvah Sasei of Nida is to be Porish from a Nida. Mitzvah Lo Sasei Al Tavo Al Anida. And the Mitzvah Lo Sasei of Anida is that once a woman is Anida, Ve'elisha Binidas Tumasa Lo Tikrav. So that's the Lo Sasei. The assay though is still a little bit shaky. No, what exactly? Where's the mitzvah assay in the Torah of prosh, of actively being porish from a nida? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The way Rashi understands it over here is that this is referring to vestos, to the requirement to be porish from an isha samuch levesta, that you don't want to risk that she's going to be in that she's going to become a nida during Tashmish, so we're porish from Tashmish Amita, even Samach Levesta, around the time that she's expected to see dam, and that's derived from the pasuk Vizartem b'Bnei Yisrael mitum asam, that it's a siyag d'oraisa, that the Torah itself makes a din to help us avoid inadvertently violating chiyuv kares of nida. Tosa Rush asks on this Shita, though, that we paskin that preacher Samuel Chavesta is only a din midrabanan. The pasuk vizartem that the Gemara quotes Anida is only an asmach to be alma. So how can the Mishnah of here call this an asay shebenida if it's talking about vestals? Vestals are only drabanan. It's a major machlokas rishonim. It's a major machlokas achronim. Now, the Behuda makes a split between different dinim of vestals, that some of them are drabanan, some of them are daraisa, but it's a major machlokas. So to just say that, it's enough in the Mishnah that vestals are daraisa is a very big deal. Also, the Gemara in Shavuos says that asei shebenida does not mean samach levesta. It means that a person is mishamish ima tahora. He's having tashmish amita with a woman who's tahora, and she says in the middle of tashmish nitmesi, I've become tamei. So he cannot be porish immediately. He cannot just pull out right away, because even the yitzia is a hana'a. I mean, as he's being porish from her, he's going to derive hana'a from that act, and he's not allowed to have hana'a from the bias nida. So when the Mishnah says ezi mitzvah shebenida prosh min anida, it doesn't mean not to go near a woman who's expecting to be a nida samach levesta, like Rashi says. No, says those Rashi, it means literally prosh min hanida, that if you're connected to the nida when she becomes a nida, so then you need to be porish in a way that is permissible. He has to wait until Efer Meis and then be porish without any hana'as tashmish. So that's the machlokas rishonim over here, how to understand this Mishnah, what the mitzvah saseh shebenida really is, and that relates to the broader discussion of whether the din of being porish from Meisha samach levesta is the din da'oraisa or din drabanan. So says the Gemara, though, minani mili did tzibur lo mechayvi korban bialma v'yachad Hashem tali nami lo. How do I know that when it comes to those things that you're normally chayiv in olav yored, a tzibur would not be chayiv a korban for such a thing? There's no paralim davar shel tzibur, and the yachad would not be chayiv in Hashem tali for such an avera. So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi ne'emar v'ashem b'chatas uva Hashem tali. It says v'ashem both by chatas and by an Hashem talui. So since it says the word va'ashem, never va'ashmu b'tzibur, and it says va'ashmu by helam davar shel tzibur, so we learn gzeir shavet between them. Ma va'ashem b'yachid b'chatas kavua, just like the word va'ashem that it says by a korban yachid, is talking about an avera that you have a regular standard chatas that doesn't fluctuate in terms of based on your wealth. Sa'af va'ashmu b'tzibur b'chatas kavua. So to va'ashmu that it says by helam davar shel tzibur is talking about for an avera that you would normally be chayiv a chatas kavua, but not something that you would normally be chayiv an olav yared. Umat Sibur, and once we have this connection, we can make the following drasha. Umat Sibur b'chatos kavua, afra Hashem tali nami, ein ba ela al safik chatos kavua. And just like a carbon Sibur is only for navera that you'd be chayiv b'chatos kavua, an Hashem talui of an individual is also going to be only
only when he's not sure if he violated an aveira that's normally chayiv a chatas kavua, but it's not going to apply by an olav yored. So Amri, so they asked in they asked on this limud iachi karban olav yored nami. Why would you say that we could learn from Asham Talui that it says the word va'ashem from karban sibur where it says va'ashmu, and therefore we say Asham Talui is out. That Asham Talui can only apply rather on things that are chatas kavua. You could learn the same din by olav yored because haksiv it says by olav yored va'hayaki yesham la'achas me'ela. So let's bring olav yored into the party over here. Let's bring olav yored into this limud that it says va'ashem the by asham talui. It says yesham by olav yored. So we should say that there's chiyuv asham talui even when you're not sure whether you violated something that's normally chayv in olav yored. So says Gemara, danin ashem min ashmu ve'ein danin ashem min yesham. Ashem and ashmu are similar enough, we can make a gzeir shava. Ashem and yesham are not similar enough, and therefore olav yored is on the outs. It's not included in this drasha. Says Gemara, really? It's not similar enough? Umay nafkamina, what difference does it make if the words are slightly off to as far as gzeir shava is concerned? V'atani d'beir Rabbi Shmuel, didn't Tani d'beir Rabbi Shmuel teach us that when it comes to a mitzora, Pasuk says v'shav ha-kohen, Pasuk says u v'ha-kohen, and we darshin zui shiva, zui bia, that just like uba kohen means he goes into a bayis hamenuga, v'shava kohen means he returns from his house to a bayis hamenuga, and we learn that from a gzereshava, even though the two words are totally different words, v'shava and uva are different words. So you want to tell me yesham and vashem are not similar enough, and yet v'shav and uva are similar enough? Va'od, and additionally you could ask, if you can't learn ashem from that it says by Hashem Tali from yesham, that it says by olav yored, neilaf min v'ashem, mitumas mikdash kedashav. You know, by Hashem Tali it says v'ashem, you should learn from v'ashem that it says by tumas mikdash kedashav, dichsiv v'utamei v'ashem. It says v'utamei v'ashem. Now tumas mikdash kedashav yichayiv olav yored. So by Hashem Tali we should also say that we can learn that it applies even by that which yichayiv in olav yored. So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says no, danin v'ashem, that we learn gzer shava by Hashem Tali from the fact that it says v'ashem v'mitzvah sashem. Not just the word v'ashem, but that it also says mitzvah sashem. Min v'ashem mitzvah sashem. By Paral Dov Shel Tzibur it also says v'ashem and mitzvah sashem. You don't have all of those words when it comes to olav yored. That's why olav yored's out. Amlev sim rashan papa v'neila v'ashem v'nesias avon min v'ashem v'nesias avon. Well, you could still learn gzeir shava that it says by Asham Tali v'ashem and it says nesias avon. By olav yored it also says v'ashem and nesias avon. So Asham Tali should also be chayv. It also has multiple words in common. Ella Amar of Nachum Reisuk. Nachum Reisuk says no. Here's why olav yored is outside of this drasha. Danin v'ashem v'mitzvos Hashem. Asher lo se asena. It needs to have all of these things in common. It says v'ashem. It says mitzvah Hashem. It says asher lo se asena min v'ashem u'mitzvah Hashem asher lo se asena. All of those words appear by a carbon sibor as well. V'al yochiach shmias kol ubitas v'sayim utumas mikdash kedashav. And don't bring in all the carbon olav yored halachos of shmias kol bitas v'sayim utumas mikdash kedashav, which we'll discuss in the next mishnah. Shalom emar behem v'ashem umitzvah Hashem asher lo se'asena. It doesn't have all of those words by the olav yored carbonos, and therefore we cannot learn the chiyuv nashim talui from olav yored. We only learn it from Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, that just like Karban Tzibur is only ba on something that's b'shigasu chatas kavua, so too Nashim Talui is only brought on something that's a safek aveira that has a chatas kavua, not on something that's a safek aveira about an ola v'yored. Now the next mission is going to continue discussing the dinim of Beis Din Upaskin Beheter on something that's chayv in olav yored. Right? We said that there is no Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur when Beis Din Paskin about something that's chayiv an olav yored. So says the Mishnah, ein chayavin
a beis is not going to be chayiv their carbon if they mistakenly paskind al shmias kol on the din of shvuas ha'edus. Shmias kol is a reference to the din of shvuas ha'edus, that a person was meshpia somebody that he should tell him edus, and beis din paskind that he doesn't have to be meyud, even though he knows the edus. So that would be a terrible mistake in the halachos of shvuas ha'edus. So beis din does not bring a parlam davar shel tzibur on a mistaken psak relating to shvuas ha'edus, Val Bitur Svasayim, or a mistaken psak relating to Shvua Sheker, that the person takes a Shvua Shalo Yochel, and Bezin says that he's allowed to violate the Shvua, he's allowed to eat, right? Something like that. So it's Mam Shvua Sheker. The Al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, or Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, which is also subject to Olav Yorid. All those things, when you do those Averis B'Shogi, you Chayv and Olav Yorid, Bezin doesn't bring a problem Dover Shal Tzibor on something that's Chayv and Olav Yorid, only on something that's Chayv, a Chattas Kavua. V'hanasi Kayotze Behem. And the Melech is just like the Beis Din. He doesn't bring for a carbon olav yored unless it's something that's shigaso chiyuv chatos. He only brings his special carbon when it's an avera that's shigaso chatos kavua. Div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita, that we exclude the nasi from all of these olav yored dinim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hanasi Chayev Bekulan. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says the Melech brings a carbon olav yored in all of these cases. The only thing that the Nasi is excluded from is Shmias Kol. That if someone went to the Melech and said, I'm Mashbia you, that you have to come, if you know Eidos, and share your Eidos, and the Melech swore falsely that he doesn't know any Eidos, he does not have to bring a Karban Olav Yorid. Why? Because the Melech is excluded from the entire Parsha of Haggadah's Eidos entirely. That's a Sugya in Mesech Sanhedrin. Shamelech lo don velo don in oso. A melech does not become a dayan, nor can he be subject to din. Lo meid, he cannot testify for others. Velo mi idin oso. Nor do we testify on him. So if he's not allowed to testify for others, obviously he's not going to be subject to shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas ha'edus is all about a refusal to testify for somebody else. So that's the special din of a melech. Toz Yontif raises the following question, that in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, yeah, you know when that's true, that a melech is lo mi'idin, that a melech is not meid? That's by Malchei Yisrael. But by Malchei Beis David, we are done in Osam. We are done Malchei Beis David. Why? The Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayis, in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin explains, because Malchei Yisrael were avaryanim in their malchus, and they shied away from anything that would make them look too humble. They always wanted to maintain their stature, and therefore they were not nichna to the Divrei Torah. But Malchei Beis David, we were able to be done and done in Mosam because they were Yodim Es HaTorah. It was not, they did not mind shiflus, hachna'a. These were not anathema to them. They were perfectly comfortable with being humble. So because they're, and they, and the reason they were okay with that is because their malchus was al pi the Torah. Meaning, you always have, if a person is, he's a trumped up leader, but he's not really, he doesn't really deserve the leadership, no pun intended, a person doesn't deserve the leadership or something. So such a person, obviously, is going to always have to, act as if he's greater than he is. But someone who actually belongs, so he acts like he's been there before, he acts like he belongs, and he doesn't have to worry about his kavod and his gaiva all the time. And that's how the Rambam explains in the third paragraph of Hilchos Melachim as well, that Malchus Beis David are done in Osan Mi'idin Alein. Malchus Yisrael, the Chum Beit Gzeru, Lo Yodin, Lo Dan in Osan, Lo Mei, Lo Meidin Alav, because Libon Gaspen, V'yobam in Adavar Takolda V'hefsir Aladas. So Estos Yantav, so why is it that the Nasi is not Chayav Karban on Shmias Kol and Shvos Ha'edus? The Nasi is not Mimalchei Yisrael. The Nasi is not from these Gasei Haruach, from the Malchei Yisrael. So why would it be that the Nasi would be excluded? So Tos Yadav explains that they didn't say that the Malchei Beis David are made except for by Edei Nefashos. Meaning even the Malchei Beis David wouldn't be made by Sharei Duyos, because that
that's a bizoyon to the Malchut Beis David. Meaning we still have to be sensitive to the din of some tas malecha, melech, shetei, a maso alecha. And that the king cannot be treated like a regular person. So you cannot issue instructions to a king, amod, stand up and tell your eidos. You don't tell a king when to stand. So if it's din and fashos, the stakes are extremely high, so good. So then we'll even allow the Malchut Beis David, will come and will testify. But if it's if the stakes are not that high, it's not the din and fashos, then the Malchut Beis David would not be included. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up from the Gemara.